12-hour drive to Chicago, and we really appreciate that. So at this time, we're going to start. We have a video to show about our trip, and then we'll show a video, and then I'll come back up after that.
Moonwalking on the ceiling. It's situation, I lose my medical license.
Thomas, get your little crowbar and pry this whole thing apart.
She can just take
Shoulders.
We can't put them on our shoulders.
Yes, we can, Eli.
Here we go.
Little backstory there. That was a little can of dry shampoo, I think it was, and it was not opening. Everybody tried to open it, and nobody could open it. Took a hammer and 20 people to try and open it. But thank you to Josh who put that video together for us and worked really hard on that, and it was awesome. I didn't even know he was filming half the time, so... But again, thank you for your support. Jim, get the PowerPoint up there ready. So I'm just going to walk you through kind of what we did each day while we were there. Again, we served, the mission site that we served at was called the Family Empowerment Center. And it was a church and a community center located in Rogers Park area of Chicago. So we weren't directly downtown, but we were in a neighborhood. It was a really inner city urban neighborhood. If you're familiar with Chicago, there's hundreds of small neighborhoods around the city, and we were in Rogers Park. But it was a ethnic neighborhood, a lot of different ethnicities, diversities represented. It was a very large LGBTQ community, and so that was a kind of a diversity shock for us there. It was just... a lot of homelessness, a lot of wealthy people there also, but a lot of homelessness, a lot of Hispanics. It was a really, really, really diverse community that we were in, and we got to experience that every day. So when we arrived in Chicago on Sunday, the first day, we kind of did some orientation, some exercises, some debriefs, some understanding of the area. We learned that in this area of Rogers Park, there was, I think it was 80,000 people in like a 2 or 3 block radius of the neighborhood. It's crammed in to this area. And in that little small area, there was thousands and thousands and thousands of languages that were spoken. English was not the main language that was spoken there. A lot of languages that were spoken. So we kind of got some understanding of that on our first day that we were there. We also met the other youth group. There's another youth group that was serving there with us that week from North Carolina. So we met them, interacted with them a little bit. So there were 40 people in this building, and this building is not meant to hold 40 people. We were there. So it was just a little community center, and 40 people with 2 showers in the whole building, one in the guy's room, one in the girl's room. The one in the girl's room was not really a shower. It was like a box. I don't know how you would describe it. Conditions were tight. All the guys slept in the common area, and the girls each had their own classroom. But each morning we had to pack up all of our stuff, and cram it into a little room so that we could have the day camp in the rooms. So that was a team building exercise and a workout every morning while we were there. But it was a lot of fun also. So if you can go to the day 2 slide, Jim, I think it is. All right, so... The first day that we were there, we kind of rotated day camp, who did day camp what day, because there are 2 youth groups there, not everybody could do camp on the same day. So the first day, we had off day, and we did a service project. We went and cleaned and organized the garage. You saw that on the video, probably. And also, we went around in the city and passed out Bibles and water bottles to people as we were walking around the city. This was a really cool experience. One of the guys that we met was, we encountered one man in my group at least who was a Muslim man, who was an African man, and he didn't speak English. And we tried to give him a Bible and explain the gospel to him, but he said, "I speak French, I don't speak English." But he took a Bible from us, which is kind of a cool thing. He took it from us, and we tried to engage him a little bit. He didn't understand, but it was just kind of a really cool thing to experience. And then we went back and kind of talked to the Envision staff about it, and they said that it was a very, very common thing in the area. They have a lot of African refugees, a lot of people who don't speak English, who speak French or Portuguese or different languages as their main language in the area, which is really cool to experience. A lot of the kids, actually, in the day camp didn't speak English. They spoke Spanish, maybe not as the first language, but they spoke Spanish to the side. One time, I told two kids, I told them to sit down, and they told me no, and they started talking to each other in Spanish, and I could tell they were talking about me, but I didn't know what they were saying. But it was kind of funny. So on Tuesday, I think day three, was our first day of doing the day camp. We also played dodgeball that day. It was just our group, the two youth groups combined. But that was the first day that we did the day camp. And the day camp was really, 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 really cool, because what kind of happened was the Envision staff was kind of hands-off. They let us run everything. And our leadership team, we were hands-off also. Your students here led everything. They led the worship. They led the crafts. They led the recreation time. They led the reading time. Everything was done by your students here, which was really, really cool. And because of that, a lot of them were stretched and challenged to discover things they didn't know that they could do. I think some of the students really found out that, hey, I'm pretty good at crafts. I can lead crafts. Or, hey, I'm pretty good at doing recreation or worship or whatever it was. They learned how to discover and operate in gifts they didn't know they had, which is a really, really, really cool thing for them to experience. A lot of the kids, so the Vacation Bible School was an hour in the morning. It consisted of worship, and then they had small group discussions where we kind of led the kids in helping them to understand what we talked about in the Vacation Bible School, which is a really, really cool experience. And then after that, we had the day camp, which was a time of crafts, recreation, reading time, and snacks, which was always fun. And then after the day camp, we did more ministry projects around the city. One day we went around and we passed out water bottles. We went and did a prayer walk around the city, just praying for people, praying for the city and the neighborhood, picked up trash in the city. So it was really, really cool engaging with the community in the area around us. On Wednesday, while we were there, this was probably my favorite thing that we did during the week, but on Wednesday, it was day four, we went to a Hindu contextualized church service. And it was in a neighborhood called Little India in Chicago. And what it was at a house, and it was in a neighborhood where many, many, many Indian immigrants and refugees and people came, and they live in this tiny neighborhood. And so Envision has a site there called the South Asian Friendship Center, where they host a Hindu contextualized church service. It's in a house where people come and they experience the Hindu tradition. So you have to come in, take your shoes off, dress modestly, jeans, no shoulders or anything, like no shoulder showing. Come there, and everybody was given like a shaker instrument, and you sit on the floor, and the leader, the pastor, I don't know what you would call him, but was kind of dressed in the full Hindu garb, and led everybody in chants or in Sanskrit in the Hindi languages, and we sang along with him the best that we could, and then we also had it translated into English for us as well on the bulletin that we had. But it was just really, really cool to experience a church service in a different culture, because the purpose of that is to, and he preached the gospel through that message. It was all the Bible. It wasn't Hindu. It was the Bible, but it was contextualized so that people that are practicing Hindu or are not familiar with the Bible can come and feel at home, feel welcomed, feel like they are back at home, but also be preached the gospel too and help them to understand the Bible, which was a really, really, really cool experience to see that. After that, we had a big Indian-style family meal, as you can see there, which was a really cool experience there also. On Thursday, we did the day camp again, and we also went to the Argyle Street Market, which was a market that they had. It was a street festival that Envision is tasked with working. So they asked Envision to work it. We had some people that were clicking the amount of people that walked in so they could gauge numbers for this festival. But it was just a street-long festival with street food, games, activities. They had live music playing. But the cool thing about it was that it was in a Vietnamese neighborhood, and there were so many different diversities that were represented there. Everybody that you can see, we were probably the majority of the Caucasian people that were there, which is really, really cool to experience, just being surrounded by different ethnicities in the area. On Friday, this was probably the most uncomfortable thing that we did on Friday. But on Friday, we did the day camp again. But on Friday afternoon, what they did was they asked us to... They talked with us about the homelessness in the area of Chicago. And they talked with us about homelessness and how people really have nothing. They're living in poverty. People are living under bridges. You know, they're living on the sidewalks and the streets. They have nothing. And it's really hard in Chicago because the winters are harsh. And they call it the Windy City because it's just the weather is really, really bad. I mean, people are experiencing homelessness. So what they had us do was they had us take our shoes and socks off. And we walked around the city a couple blocks barefoot in the city, on the sidewalk, just barefoot, walking around, just to help us to experience the humility and what it felt like to be homeless. It was really uncomfortable, really, you know, the sidewalk, you know, it was gross, you know, walking on trash sometimes and on the black, you know, the black pavement, which is really hot, and it's really uncomfortable. But none of our students complained, which is awesome. You guys did great with that. But it was just a really, really, really humbling experience to walk around and to be trying to pray, but also being so distracted by the fact that you're barefoot. And it was a humbling experience to experience that. And when we came back to the center, we actually washed each other's feet because all our feet were black and dirty. So we had a foot washing stations set up. And we washed each other's feet after we got back, which was just so cool because the Holy Spirit timed that perfectly. Is what we needed at that time. And it was just an amazing experience to come to one another and to say, hey, let me wash your feet. I know this has been a hard week. I know this has been challenging, but I want to help you and grow together as your brother and sister in Christ. Humble myself and wash your feet, which is a really, really, really cool experience. So on Saturday was the last day that we did some fun stuff in the city. We went to the Willis Tower and the Art Museum, and just experienced the city a little bit. But one really cool thing that happened on Saturday, which was not even part of the program or the trip, was we encountered a homeless couple at McDonald's in Chicago. And they came in, and the lady was, it was a husband and a wife, and you could tell they both had, you know, track marks up and down their arms. They were, you know, they were strung out, and they had a cat that they were trying to take care of. And the lady was, you know, reaching into her wallet, trying to find change to pay for food. So we offered to pay for her meal. We asked and told him to get whatever you want. And they got food, and then we talked to them a little bit, and it was really neat to see them. Their main concern was caring for their cat. They wanted food for their cat, health for the cat. They didn't really care about themselves. They wanted their cat to be happy and to be healthy. They've had this cat for a few years, and the cat looked great. And they were caring for this cat. They didn't look so great, but the cat looked great. But they were caring for this cat, which was kind of neat to see the love that they had for that. But we talked with this couple a little bit, and we prayed for their meal. And the husband asked me, he said, you know, why are you doing this for us? You know, why are you doing this for us? And I told him, because Jesus Christ came to save us, and he came to save you. And he loves you. And even though you're in this situation right now, he loves you so much and he cares for you. And we do this because he saved us and he's given us all. He wants to give back. And the guy turned to me and he said, man, I've been pushing that Jesus guy out for so long. I've been pushing him out. I don't feel like he's with me. I've been pushing him out of my life. I don't want him in my life. I've been pushing him out. And so I got to explain to him, well, you know, I know that's hard, but I know that he's with you here right now. He's with you, and he loves you, and he's never going to leave you or forsake you. And the guy kind of nodded his head a little bit, and we got to pray with them, pray over them, and give them some ice-cold waters for the road. But it was just a really, really cool experience to see that and to be around that. So what we're going to do now, I think that's everything that I needed to share. Actually, I want to share a real quick scripture passage out of Ephesians chapter 3, 14 to 21. I'm going to read this real quick. Ephesians 3, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen." So one thing that stands out to me in this passage here is the word power. And when you see a word repeated in the Bible, you know it's important. And Paul uses this word power three times in this short passage. And he says, "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power. And I pray that you may have power. And that he is able to do immeasurably more through the power that is at work within you." So that power, the Holy Spirit's power that enables us, is something that we relied on all week last week. It was a challenging week. We were with another youth group. The space was tight. We were eating foods that we never ate before. Some of us have food allergies that we didn't have all the food that we could have all week, and that was hard. We were 12 hours away from home. We were away from our families. We didn't have our cell phones for the week. Well, the students didn't. And it was a challenge. But the Holy Spirit gave us power. Gave us power to speak to these kids. Gave us power to go out into the city and communicate with people and ask them to pray with them. Gave us power to explain the gospel. Gave us power to lead small group discussions with kids. A cool thing, I'm going to call Thomas out here, because Thomas was leading a small group discussion. And there was one time where he kind of went off script and gave a beautiful explanation of how the Holy Spirit fills us. And you remember this, Thomas? You gave an explanation of how the Holy Spirit fills us. I don't even remember what you said, but it was just beautiful. And then afterwards, you came up to me and you're like, "I don't even know how I said that or why I said that." And I'm like, it was beautiful. It's the Holy Spirit that gave you the power and the boldness in that moment to share that with those kids. And it was just so cool to see that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask all the kids, our students, to stand up, come on up here. And what we're going to do first is, I have a mic up here. What we're going to do first is we're actually going to sing to you and ask you all to stand up. And we're going to do one of the songs that we did at BBS every morning called "What a Mighty God We Serve." I need everybody to stand up, and our students are going to lead you in the hand motions for the song.
Yeah. We did that every morning at Vacation Bible School with the kids, along with several other songs. And it was really cool. A lot of our students were up there leading that for the kids. So they had those. They didn't even need the video, probably. They had those motions down pat. So what I'm going to do now is I would like everybody to introduce themselves to you. I know you know most of these guys, but in case you don't. And I'm going to ask you guys to say your name and to say what was your favorite thing that you ate in Chicago. Yes, you may be seated. Sorry. Your favorite thing that you ate in Chicago.
My name is Adam Richards, and my favorite thing I ate in Chicago is the deep dish pizza.
My name's Josh, and I couldn't pronounce anything at the Vietnamese place that we ate, but I liked it.
My name's Thomas, and me and Cameron both got coconuts at the Argyle Street Festival, and that was pretty cool.
My name's Alex, and I had a bubble tea. There were like little circle things at the bottom that tasted like candy. It was pretty good.
I'm Janae. I also like the pizza.
I'm Will. I like the Vietnamese place. They had like really good steak.
My name's Austin, and I think it was chelada or whatever, or it's like a drink, and it's like the best way I could put it is imagine taking the milk after Cinnamon Toast Crunch, turning it into an ice cream, and then turning it into a drink. It will change your life.
Hi, my name is Lydia Ann, and the deep dish pizza was the most amazing thing I've eaten in my whole entire life.
I'm Casey, and my favorite was also the Vietnamese food.
I'm Christy, and I think my favorite thing that I ate was the rice milk that tasted like cinnamon. It was so good.
I'm Chloe, and I loved the pho soup and the fried rice from the Vietnamese place, and also the bubble tea was fantastic.
I'm Maddie. I think we had noodles or something.
I probably liked it. I don't know.
I'm Sam, and I like the Lucky Charms at breakfast.
Yeah. Lucky Charms. So if you remember from our presentation about Providence last year, when in Providence last year we had rice water as a delicacy. And this year, one of the things we had was rice milk. So it was the horchata that Austin was talking about. It was really good. Just a really, really cool thing to try. My name is Colin, you guys know, and I also like the horchata. And also the falafels. We had Mediterranean food one night. The falafels, really good, top notch. So what I would like to do now is I'm going to ask some of the students to step forward. Some of the students have volunteered to share a few thoughts about how the trip impacted them. So I'm going to start with Will here, if you would step up. You can probably just go up to the mic up there.
Hi, I'm Will. The trip was pretty great in a lot of ways. You know, we had a lot of fun times, a lot of laughs, hanging out, played dodgeball, it was really fun. But, like, you know, it was also really impactful because it, like, wasn't always a good time. You know, sometimes it was hot and, you know, there was, like, two showers between, like, 60 people. Like, yeah, it was, you know, sometimes it was a test. But, you know, I thought it was really cool to kind of go out of our comfort zone, you know, because, I mean, the Bible never says living like Jesus is easy or comfortable. And I don't know, it was really, you know, eye-opening. Just like, you know, to kind of cut out all the distractions. Like, you know, everyone jokes about, like, you know, teenagers and their phones. But it's true. You know, like, we're on them a lot. That's kind of what we go to. And, like, not having them, it was kind of like, you know, it just makes you think. And, like, you know, there was a lot of times where I really had to go to God and ask for strength and patience from the Holy Spirit because we didn't get enough sleep. I mean, you know, the food wasn't always great. And sometimes, you know, working with the, you know, kids for like half of the day. There were so many kids. It was so exhausting. And like, you know, it was definitely, like, I definitely needed to, you know, kind of go to God and ask for the strength to be the light of God in these kids' life. You know, like, it was just a great experience overall.
Hi, my name's Thomas. So there are a lot of cool things that happened on the trip, a lot of neat experiences and a lot of eye-opening experiences. But the first day that we were there, we helped clean out their like their storage garage or whatever. And I volunteered to help this man named Bob Evans. His name was actually Bob Evans. He had a lot of stuff there because I think the center helped him with housing or something like that. I don't know, but he had a lot of his stuff there because he had ALS and he was pretty disabled. I mean, he could walk around pretty well, but he couldn't really move his hands or his, you know, arms or anything. So I had to help him go through his stuff because he was looking for things, and I think he was getting ready to move to a more permanent living situation or whatever. But, you know, that was definitely interesting for me because it was difficult because he had a hard time talking and it was difficult to understand what he was saying. And, you know, I could feel him getting frustrated and losing patience with, you know, my ability to understand what he needed and things like that. So, but it was a neat experience, and it was definitely eye-opening to, you know, whatever I may struggle with day to day, you know, there's always somebody who struggles more, and always somebody who, you know, is in need of more. But he, you know, despite what he struggles with and everything, he was, you know, he was there most of the week, and, you know, giving his week up to help with this day camp. And so it was just a really neat experience. Thank you.
Hey team. So when Chicago, it was really fun but really stressful. I remember Josh and I and then a bunch of other people, we were walking around handing out Bibles, and this one lady, I asked if she wanted a Bible, and I've never had this happen to me. I said, can I interest you in a Bible? And she said, no, you cannot, and her friend started laughing, and so that really took me back. I was like, I don't know, it really surprised me because you don't see that around here too much. Mostly they're really friendly. And so to see that, I was kind of disheartened. But Josh was talking to me about it, and he's like, it's okay. I mean, just planting the seed starts something, and you're not here to change people. That's God's job. So that was an eye-opener. And it was really fun. I think it started with Adam and I. One of the pictures was I was holding the blow-up mattresses between my arms. Adam and I started hitting each other, and then other people started doing it, and then Josh started taking pictures and videos, and then the other church came back, and then everybody started hitting each other.
That's the part I left off the video.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that I think that was one of my highlights. And Colin, Ovi, and the Soap, that was really funny. It was really stressful between the two churches because it was like a last-minute deal. We had no idea that the other church was going to be there. And so to have a whole other church there, and we didn't always see eye to eye, that could be really stressful. Even inside of our youth group, we struggled with stuff. And so that last thing where we washed feet and stuff like that, that was really good because we all got together for like one last time to really make things right. If there was any tension or any problems, it really fixed things.
I mentioned that earlier, that the Holy Spirit had timed that perfectly because the Envision staff normally did that event on Wednesday, but for some reason they pushed it to Friday. And throughout the week, as Alex was mentioning, there were some tensions, some internal conflicts, some external conflict going on with our group and their group. And then on Friday, the Holy Spirit just had timed that perfectly because we had this time that was supposed to be earlier in the week, but it was at the end of the week. And we all got together and just had a beautiful moment of just coming together despite things that had happened, despite things that were going on. We came together and the Holy Spirit bonded us and helped us to see eye to eye, see us together as one big giant church, which is so cool to experience.
So I'll say that this trip kicked my butt. Not going to lie. At the end of the week, I was running on just a couple hours of sleep every night, probably less than half of what I usually get. Sore in three different places, neck was stiff. I twisted my ankle pretty badly, and it was, it was hurting every time I stepped on it. And it was, and not to mention I also had a splitting headache. But the thing is that even though I was physically exhausted, somehow the Holy Spirit worked through me and actually managed to give me the energy and the strength to be able to actually go throughout day camp and to be able to interact with the kids, jump around, dance, have fun with them. And I never even noticed it till after the day camp was actually over on the way home. And I was like, man, I got a headache. And, and I feel like the whole youth group as a whole bonded a lot with this trip, and especially during the great air mattress battle that we had. That was pretty fun. We jousted with a bunch of air mattresses. I mean, I don't know. It was pretty fun. And also to be able to experience all the different cultures was really interesting. And to be able to try the different foods and you know, just to see, like, what some people have to go through. Because, everybody has a different story. Nobody has the same story. And, sometimes story, can be pretty bad. But I think that overall this trip has changed all of us for the better. And it also allowed us to be able to glorify Jesus' name and to be able to hopefully impact the kids that we were leading. And I think what we can take back from this trip is that even though we might be sore, tired, have a headache or whatever, it's still God that we were serving. And, I'm not sure about anyone else, but I would do anything for him.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Okay. So, my name is Lydia Ann. And on this trip, I'm kind of one of those people that when I'm around people for a certain amount of time, I turn into a different person because I'm not good with being around people for an extended period of time, honestly. There's a point when I'm done. So during this trip, being around people literally 24/7, God really, tested me that way of, you got to be around these people. You got, you could do this. So that was something that was, working on me all week, just staying calm, staying good, being around people. But then something really cool that I saw throughout the week is, even though the kids during the VBS and day camp, they were, too cool for school. They're like, oh, I don't want to be here. Oh, this is, no, I don't find the Bible stuff fun. Even though they were, acting like they weren't paying attention, they were still answering questions about the Bible and about things they had learned and answering them correctly and showing that they actually were paying attention. And that was really cool to see. And one of the little boys who would, goof around a lot and, just mess around and then act like he was paying attention, he actually was one of the ones that memorized the Bible verse, which was John 3:16. And then later on, I found out that he was actually a part of a Muslim family. And that was really cool to see that, like, that family can be hard to reach, but through planting a seed in a little boy, you don't know what that can grow into. And so it was cool to see that even though they may not have acted like they were paying attention, there were still seeds being planted and the children were, like, still learning things. So that was really cool to see. And I also really enjoyed the Hindu contextualized service. That was really cool to see. Because going into it, I was kind of skeptical, like, this is weird. but actually being there and seeing how they did it, it was really amazing to see that they were still keeping with the gospel and, like, the Bible and stuff, but they were doing it in such a different way. But it was still, like, the same, if that made any sense. Anywho, that's all. Thank you.
Hello. I think the part of the trip that impacted me the most was being able to create bonds with new people and, like, the kids. I don't like kids, like, at all. They're all buttholes. But I decided to push that aside and try to get to know the kids better and, like, really get to know their story and see, like, where they're coming from and maybe why they act a certain way. And, like, I learned that most of them come from really rough households and different places, and that's why they're there. So being able to, like, connect with them in certain ways, because maybe I had the same experience, or being able to, like, really listen to their story and, like, understand, yeah, that. And then also getting to know the other youth group, because we were all, like, kind of shaken up by, like, the other youth group. It was, like, a rivalry at first. Like, who's the better youth group but us? But, like, it was cool getting to know them and, like, become, at the end, like, one big youth group and creating, like, friendships. Like, I still talk to most of them, like, today. And, yeah, it was really cool. So that was it.
Well, thank you guys for sharing. Last call. Anybody else want to share? You didn't get a chance? Anybody? Going once, twice? All right, guys. So one of the cool things, Lydia Ann mentioned the Hindu service, and I talked about that earlier, but something cool about that was in the Hindu tradition, in a worship service, they like to experience worship in all five of the senses. So touch, taste, hearing, smell, what am I missing? Seeing. but so after the, you know, during the worship, they were really focusing on experiencing God with all of their senses. And at the end of the worship service, they passed out a snack. And it was just almonds, but it was because it was that taste element of the worship service that, you know, we don't normally get, except for we're doing communion, we don't normally get that in a regular Sunday service, which was really, really cool to experience. That's how they worship. So it was really neat. But let's give everybody a round of applause for sharing. You guys can go ahead and have a seat. It takes a lot of courage to come up here and share in front of a microphone, and these students did awesome. We're really proud of them and proud of the work that they did last week. It was challenging, but the Holy Spirit gave us the power to push through and to work and to bring the gospel to these kids. As Maddie mentioned, a lot of these kids had some rough backgrounds. Just hearing that, seeing some of the students, I saw, you know, Lydia Ann mentioned the Muslim students, seeing a Muslim family dropping off their student at a Christian day camp, and just also just hearing some of the students' stories of their parents and being neglected at home and being able to show them love, being able to show them who Jesus is through our actions and through our words was just such an amazing, amazing experience. So I'm going to pray, and I think we're going to close the service. All right, okay, well, I'll pray this out real quick. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this trip. We thank you for how you worked in the lives of our students and in the students that we ministered to. And I pray, Lord, that those seeds that we planted would grow and develop into trees, into bushes, into plants, Lord. And I pray that they'd be overflowing with your love. And I pray that just that you would help these kids that we minister to grow as believers in you. And I pray that you would help us as students and ambassadors of you to not grow weary of doing good, but continue to grow, continue to develop even after this trip, Lord. So we thank you for how you've worked. And I pray this in your son's name. Amen.